following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Hope you guys have had a glorious start to your week. I am Tony Davis, host of the Tony D Means Business Show. And yes, this is a call-in interactive show. We would love you for you to chime in. Give us a call at 831-0600. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things that have popped up into the arena of life, so to speak, since last week. A day doesn't go by, much less 7 days go by, where we haven't had something extremely newsworthy. You could email me at tdmeansbiz@gmail.com. We do read emails over the air and love the feedback. Obviously, you can download the WBOB app and listen to me anytime you'd like, because I believe within 24 hours, 36 hours of this show, my podcast will be online. So you could go to WBOB.com. If you didn't get enough of the segment and you wanted to hear it again, by God, go to the website and listen to me again. And of course, we're at Twitter, @TDMeansBiz. @TDMeansBiz. I have posted a couple pictures of the business spotlight that we are going to be talking about at the bottom of the hour. So in studio with me is John Vadas. We're going to be chatting a little bit about everything that's going on in Jacksonville and beyond.
There's a lot of it.
There is a lot of it. And, you know, last week, John, my guest and I, we chatted a lot about the state of sports. What sports going to look like? The NFL was in the news, the NBA was in the news, and kind of how that's going to affect each community, you know. And then with the NFL, you have of course, you know, rolling out the full seasons, and what's that going to mean for fans that are attending the games? But then you also have the anthem issue, and when this whole Colin Kaepernick thing went out about 3 or 4 years ago. The NFL has their ratings dropped 19%, and since that time, since last week when we talked about it, most of the prominent players are coming out, and it looks like we're going to have across the board kneeling for the national anthem. So it's going to be real interesting to see. I don't really, you know, we're not going to. I've got other things to talk about tonight, but it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out and what that does to the ratings this time around, because you know the people out there. Rioting and looting, that they're not buying season tickets.
No, they sure aren't. And one of the things, Tony, and we've probably talked about this before, but I'd like to reiterate, that is one of the reasons that we like to watch sports, is to get away from the realities of life and all the pressures and the politics and all that good stuff. I mean, that is kind of the escape. And when it becomes, you know, part of the main part of the game or whatever before the game, I mean, there's even folks out there that aren't going to be playing the national anthem at all before some of the games I've heard. And I saw something interesting. I know Tony's a big NASCAR fan. Not, but they actually did a NASCAR race this weekend down in Homestead, and they let some fans in. I think it was a veteran type deal, but they had, you know, there was maybe, you know, of course they didn't show too many shots.
I think there was about 50 people.
Yeah, right? It might have been 50 or 60 folks, but it was funny because they said, this is the largest crowd we've had in a NASCAR race since March. You know,
and normally the place would have been bumpers.
But it is, it's interesting that you say that, and there are, you know, everybody's walking on tiptoes. I mean, it kind of takes me back to the Drew Brees thing, you know. You know, it's, I mean, we could go on and on and on about this, you know, about BLM and all this stuff, but, you know, I'm going to always go back to the Bible that said, in the eyes of the Lord, we're all created equal, you know, so when, you know, when did that change? But this is going to be interesting to see how this thing goes off, especially with the NFL and NBA.
And, in the NBA, that's a whole other story. They're having, quote-unquote, player revolts about how they're going to be playing and when they're going to be playing and being confined, and their families are going to be confined, and if they leave, you know, So I don't know what's going to happen with the NBA. You know, they were kind of the first ones of the major league to kind of roll out their schedules and how they were going to do everything. And then, of course,
what about baseball?
Yeah, but you know what? Baseball is not even worth talking about.
I don't think it's going to happen.
And that's just absurd, and it's over money, and it's just you know what, they lost so many fans over the steroid issue, and they had to work so hard to get the fan base back. And I grew up as a huge Kansas City Royals fan, George Brett, when the Royals were good. I mean, I wanted to be, as a 10-year-old, wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. So, I mean, I could recite stats. I read box scores. So, I am a Major League.
You know what a pine tar, bat was?
I know exactly what pine tar is, and Greg Nettles and George Brett fighting on the anyways, yeah. So, I feel, as a fan of Major League Baseball, kind of betrayed by what's happened. Now, you know, now the Sosa and the McGuire and the steroids, you know, that didn't bother me. They didn't lose me over that. Mm-hmm. But it's just...
Well, the strike didn't help when they did that.
The strike and yeah. But yeah, so it's, you know, the state of sports, it's still in flux, and we're going to kind of see how everything shakes out. I did not feel good about the NFL, you know, when we were fighting all the time about the Kaepernick thing a few years ago. I don't want to go through that again, man.
Right.
I don't want to. You know, I mean, I'm jazzed about the season. I'm looking forward to the Chiefs defending their crown. And I got to tell you, some of the wind over the last couple of weeks has just been taken out of my sail in anticipation of the season, because I know, like you said, John, I know what I use sports for. I use it as a release. I use it because on Sunday, I can step away from work, and I can sit down, and I can watch my fantasy football players, and I can watch the DirecTV ticket and watch the Chiefs anytime they're on, and they're mostly on primetime, Jags fans. And I just have that opportunity, but I don't want it to be politicized, but.
And something else, I mean, this is, you know, we talk about the game itself. We all know that when the games are hindered like this, also business is hindered. I mean, you know, the hotels and so forth are empty. All the bars and restaurants are, you know, they're not happening like they should be, because there's no game on. And, of course, you know, in Jacksonville, there's no landing. But, you know, there used to be a lot of money spent down there, pregame and even postgame in a lot of cases. So things are going to have to tighten up. And we were talking earlier about, you know, how much these conventions that we have are coming into town. And you'll reiterate on that a little bit more. I didn't want to spill the beans on it. But just like in the Georgia-Florida game, I think we talked about, there was over $140 million economic impact coming in, and that's just for one college game. Look at these places like KC, where they have a pro team, Jacksonville, where they have a pro team that's here week in and week out. So there's just lots of money, lots of jobs, you know, lots of opportunities being lost here across the board. And it is shameful. 2020 is going to go down as, man, I'm interested to see what they write about this year in the history books, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. I read that. They're going to have a whole textbook on 2020. But yeah, you're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show, and you can call us at 831-0600. This is season one, episode 3 of the Tony D Means Business Show. And one of the things that, you know, as we're talking about everything and how everything's going to pan out and shape up, and I think Lou Dobbs tonight had an interesting question, and it was, how proud are you with the country, the state of the country right now? And the results of their show, of their poll, is 67% of Republicans were extremely proud, but funny enough, that's down 10% from a year ago. Independents, 50% of them were proud of the country. And then Democrats, of course, 24. I don't think they're ever proud of the country, but they were 24% of them that polled.
But see, this is almost misleading, because right now the Dems, you'd think they'd be extremely proud of what's going on in the country, not necessarily how it's being run per se. But it's distressing, and you know, we see these numbers probably going to drop constantly.
But that's the question of the night. I wanted to throw that out there. Call in. I want to know, how proud are you right now of the state of the country? 831-0600. We do have some good news coming on after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the good things that are going on. But yeah, it's interesting to me that the Republicans are down 10%, and I don't know that that's necessarily anything that Trump's done to bring that down, because he certainly has done a lot of good things in relation to what's been thrown his way. And when I say thrown his way, I mean,
he's had a lot.
It's good. And here we are. We're in June.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's being thrown our way now, you know, we got a long way to go to November. There's going to be even more stuff thrown his way to deal with in an effort to shape voters' decisions.
Yeah, so, reshape the country itself. Okay.
You're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show, and we will be back right after this.
Huh. What the?
Granite Transformations can design the kitchen of your dreams that installs right over your existing countertops. No mess, just the thrill of a beautiful new kitchen, all backed by a lifetime warranty. Get the beautiful look of granite or quartz. Call today for a free consultation, 904-213-7878, or visit granitetransformations.com. Done in a day, beautiful for life.
Everybody needs a helping hand. Take a look at your fellow man and tell me what can I do today.
Hey friends, Amy Grant here. I know our lives have been turned upside down. It's hard to know which way's up, but don't get tired doing the right things. Social distance, wash your hands, stay home, shelter at home. But what if you don't have a home? Because you know what? There are people in our towns that don't have homes. Want to feel better about your day? Help somebody out. Help somebody out that's beyond your immediate circle. We have to shelter at home, but we can find those people and help out.
Please contact the City Rescue Mission today at crmjax.org.
Yes, we are all in this together. Find out what you can do to help the homeless, because everybody needs a helping hand right now.
The City Rescue Mission.
Everybody needs a helping hand.
crmjax.org.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit Bath Planet Jax.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. Our call-in number is 904-831-0600. This portion of the show is brought to you by Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. Done in a day, beautiful for life. Visit gtjacks.com today. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Yes, welcome back. Our call-in line, 831-0600. Right before we went to break, I put the question of the night out there. How proud are you right now of this country? Give us a call. Let's talk about it. You know, 67% of the Republicans are proud, down 10% from a year ago. Independents are 50% of them are proud, and only 24% of the Democrats are proud. But give us a call, weigh in, tell us what you think about what's going on, and we'd love to chat with you about that. But let's talk a little bit about one of our sponsors, Granite Transformations. Now, don't be confused by the name Granite Transformations. Just because it says granite in the name doesn't mean we install ordinary granite into your home, because friends don't let friends buy granite, ordinary granite. Our product is an engineered stone, and some of our colors have granite in it to give it a granite-type look. And some of them are quartz. It just really depends on the color that you choose. Some of our colors have tempered glass. Some of our colors have recycled glass. Yes, beer bottles, recycled brown glass in them to give them a look that is second to none and unlike anything else that's out there on the market. But the really cool thing about Granite Transformations is that everything we do in your home is custom fit. It's custom fit to go right over the top of your existing surfaces, so that you experience a demolition-free remodeling, okay? And nobody else does that. So if you're looking at, you're standing there, you're streaming this, or you're listening to this on the radio, and you're looking at your kitchen, and just let all that sink in. You're looking at that laminate, and you're going, God, that's hideous. And I can replace it. I can have it updated without any demolition. And yes, the answer is yes. Our slabs 4x10 foot, a quarter inch thick, custom fabricated. But the beautiful thing, what sets us apart, John, from ordinary granite, and that's what we call it, ordinary granite, is that our stone, 95% natural stone, is infused with a forever seal polymer that makes it non-porous so that it is impervious to heat, staining, and scratching. And Consumer Reports ranks engineered stone the top performing surface that you can put in your kitchen because of the polymer additive, because it makes it more durable and it makes it maintenance free.
Tony, take us through a little bit on the GT transformation steel. Let's just say someone hears this ad or whatever and hears us talking about it, decides they want to go into the office, which is over there, conveniently located in Clay County. And they, I mean, I've been over there. You got plenty of samples and so forth over there. But how does it go in stages? They kind of show the interest, and you guys go over there pretty much with the quickness and have tape measurable travel, I guess. It's pretty much cut and dry because everything's custom fit. You basically send your guys over, I assume, and measure the potential client stuff, and boom, bam, bam, within days, you're ready to go do an install. How's it work?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of you might be listening to this thinking that you have to update your kitchen, and you're saying, yeah, how do I begin? Well, you know what? You can begin in whichever manner that makes you feel comfortable. If you'd love to come down to our beautiful design studio and take a look at all of our samples, take a look at some of our displays, no problem. We would more than be happy to entertain you down there and explain to you everything that we do. However, if you'd rather have us come out and give you a free design consultation where we bring the showroom experience to your home, give us a call. Give us a call at 213-7878, and we can send one of our design consultants out there, and they bring all the samples to your home. They bring an iPad so you can learn about the company with an iPad presentation. You can see beautiful before and after pictures so that you can get that mental image of the aspirational kitchen that you're looking for. They will help you pick colors. They'll help you pick the right sinks and faucets and full backsplashes. And oh, if you're happy with your cabinets, but you just can't stand maybe the outdated oak look, we can do cabinet refacing. With cabinet refacing, there's, again, no demolition. You can pick all new door styles. You can pick colors to match the doors, and boom, you're going to have a brand new home without having a grenade thrown in there, blown up, and then starting over from scratch.
I mean, this, we talked about this before. This is the way of the world. We want it right now and yesterday, and Granite Transformations definitely can bring that to the fray. Oh, by the way, I'm going to go ahead and forgive you on the pun. You said let that sink in earlier, then you went into the kitchens. I caught that.
Like that.
I caught that.
Like that.
I caught that. That's
everything
good stuff.
Get the kitchen sink. No. So anyways, yeah, give us a call, 904-213-7878. Carly is actually standing by if you do want to book a design consultation. And if you'd rather just go to the website, it's gtjax.com, gtjax.com. And so we were talking a little bit, John, about the good things that have happened since last week. And one of the good things, very good thing, is that, hey, Jacksonville's been rewarded the RNC, the Republican National Convention, and that is huge.
Should send North Carolina a thank you card today.
Yes, that is absolutely huge. I mean, is that going to be an amazing boost and shot in the arm for our local economy?
Well, from what I understand, in 2017, Cleveland obviously by no means is a Jacksonville, they rolled in close to $140 million just on their RNC convention. And once again, that was 3 years ago. Things have changed in Jacksonville. I think we'll bring in a lot more people because we're in the great state of Florida where we don't pay state income tax here. That's right. And so I think it'll be great for the economy. We need a boost. Hopefully, I guess the problem here, the question is going to be, just like Tulsa, I know you're going to talk about that in a second, is how much is COVID going to affect all this kind of stuff? What's it going to happen?
Well, you know, I think the beautiful thing going about all this, you know, and it amazes me. I listened to Mayor Curry's press conference today, and it's like, even with our local media, it's like they're training to be like the national media because – you know, the questions that they were asking were just kind of borderline contentious. They were kind of just, you know, they wanted to kind of put him on the, you know,
right.
The very first question right out of the gate. How can you even entertain this with COVID spikes, you know, having a second wave and spikes in the numbers? And we're going to get into all that, what those numbers really mean. How can you even entertain having an event like this? You know, I mean, it's just the tone of the question. I'm like, I feel sorry for this guy.
It's like when we got awarded the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's like somebody said, well, why are we going to do that? The team's probably not going to be any good. I mean, thanks for the positive input. Way to go.
So I'm just thinking this guy's got to put up with two more months of this, of questions like this, where this guy, and all three questions centered around the RNC. One guy goes, well, what's the plan? You said there was going to be a plan to make sure everybody's safe. Mayor Curry's like, we just got it 5 days ago. We're 2 months away.
Right.
Everything's going to change. Everything changes daily in today's world. You know, we're 2 months away, man. We don't have a plan. Just relax. Everything's going to be fine. You know, in the question, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? It's going to be an infusion of $100 million into our local economy, plus into our local economy. You know, in the Jacksonville Business Journal today, you know, they had an article in there talking about hotels in Ponte Vedra in downtown are laying off hundreds of people.
Permanently in some cases,
In some cases, it's permanent, you know. So what we're going to get, and here's the thing too, we're going to have an event. And the good thing about what's going on with Trump right now is these rallies are starting to come up. I was actually on the water on Sunday during the Trump flotilla, where over 1,500 boats
nice.
Across the country, not just in right. Jacksonville, Tampa had a huge had a huge flotilla going.
Right.
Michigan, San Diego. I mean, I was on Twitter looking at all the different cities across the country. You know, and you listen to the media right now, and the media is trying to suppress any kind of good news about Trump. I mean, that's obvious. I mean,
they really are.
That was the understatement of the year, by the way. And they're trying to make it seem like he has no momentum. And I'm telling you what I saw as being a part of the flotilla and all of the exuberance, and then you start seeing and hearing about how Tulsa, they're going to have his first rally is going to be June 19th. The Tulsa Stadium, which, by the way, it's where my alma mater was from. I went to college in Tulsa. They've already had over 1 million people registered to attend the event, and, wow. and the seating capacity is only 19,000. Now they're looking to move it to an outdoor venue. And the media doesn't really know what they're doing. They're really ticking us all off right mm-hmm. now. They're ticking us all off, and they're really rallying because Biden, can you imagine a Biden rally? I mean, that's an oxymoron, a Biden rally. They don't yeah. want him out in front of people.
No. He's an explosion waiting to happen. And the thing, you know, I wanted to talk about this a little bit too, if I could, Tony. This is the future of our country we're talking about here. This country, I mean, the United States is literally up in flames right now, the way things are going. And if we don't get a control over it and get the leadership and keep the right leadership in place, and preferably take back the Senate as well and keep the House, or take back the House and keep the Senate. But, you know, this is something that I'm just, you know, I wonder, I mean, look at what the seniors are going through right now, the unsurety and so forth. I mean, they're scared to death. Look at what new parents are going through and kids that are going into the first and second grades when they're supposed to be learning how to function in society. I mean, there's just so many bad things going wrong here. And you would think, you know, I'm really supporting what you're saying here. Yeah. Is you would think that the press would be, you know, more positive in their approach or questioning. But you're right. It's everything. Whatever he says, they're going to go the other way. And it's, you know, I guess it's regardless.
Well, you know, and again, from all accounts, the Democrats are not going to have any kind of rallies with Biden because he has been in the basement. But here's the thing, too, that you have to, you know, Biden is not. If he wins, which I don't think there's any way that that's going to happen. But if he wins, he's not going to be running the country, people. He's not. He is going to. Have you listened to the guy talk?
Oh, I know.
I mean, he's
puppet is the right word.
I don't know what's going to happen during the debates. He can't remember what he's talking about within an interview, and that's not even from question to question. That's within the same question. And look, people, it's not, don't vote because, you know, for Biden because you hate Trump. Okay, I get it. There's parts of Trump that I don't like. There's things that he says that are
cringeworthy. Yeah.
You know, some of his tweets I read and I go, come on, dude, you're not helping yourself out. You're doing such a great job. You're doing a great job with the economy. They're throwing the coronavirus at you. They're throwing, you know, all of this unrest in all of our biggest cities. And now, you know, we're going to get into, you know, after the break, talking about the defund police nonsense.
Oh, it didn't even come up. Elmer Fudd's very mad right
but,
now.
But, yeah, you can't have
yikes. Thing.
But Biden is a globalist. And if you think he's going to be the one, there's going to be people punching buttons and getting him to say what he wants to say. I mean, they make movies about this stuff.
Oh, you know? This is going to be a big comedy show of it when it gets time for the debates.
It's going to be, well, the comedy, yeah, the debates are going to be a comedy
show. The Democrats are probably going to say, we just want one debate and that's it. Just one. And make it about 10
I'd be surprised if they had one.
I would be. And where's he going to be? Is he going to be in his basement? I mean,
it will
you
be.
Know,
it
and
will
they're
going
to have to repeat the questions
Biden
over
in the basement.
And over.
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah, hug up to that one, don't you?
But yeah, no, I mean, I'm looking forward to the RNC. I'm looking forward to the shot in the arm. I'm looking forward to, you know, they have the RNC committees are already putting out, solicitations for companies that want to get involved. And they're going to really use a lot of local companies. And if the RNC needs some countertops or they need a bathroom remodel, by all means, give me a call. I'd love to get in on that, too. Yeah.
Sure. I can read a tape measure. Tony, let's cover and we'll pull tape on that thing, see what's going on.
You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. We will be right back after this. Give us a call, 831-0600.
600 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A widely available drug is showing promise of treating the most seriously ill coronavirus patients. It's a welcome bit of hope as countries grapple with spikes in the contagion as they loosen restrictions and reopen their economies. Researchers say that steroid called dexamethasone reduced deaths by 35% in patients who needed breathing machines and by 20% among those using supplemental oxygen. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the drug was the biggest breakthrough yet in treating the virus. And top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci called it a significant improvement in the available therapeutic options that we have. A good day on Wall Street, as the Dow was up by 526 points, the NASDAQ rose 169, the S&P 500 advanced by 58. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Borgman. Within the next few years, there could be fewer public schools in Duval County. Tonight at 6, the school board's expected to take a vote on possibly consolidating some of the elementary schools in both the north and northwest part of the city of Jacksonville. Long Branch Elementary could be absorbing John Love Elementary, and North Shore and Brentwood schools could be combined, among other proposed mergers. Jacksonville police say someone in one moving vehicle was firing a lot of shots into another vehicle. This was driving down Kernan Boulevard last night. No word yet, though, on what led to that happening. Just one person was hit, and he's expected to be okay. Release police body cam footage more quickly. That was the message to Sheriff Mike Williams at last night's Jacksonville City Council committee meeting. Williams has said he wants to make that happen, even though Florida law prohibits some video from being released while it's being used in police disciplinary investigations. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but there is planned construction at the Wonderwood Bridge, both westbound and eastbound near the Intercoastal. Also, there's congestion on I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge and the ramp to I-10. And there's more congestion on the West Beltway 295 southbound near I-10 and Normandy Boulevard. Mostly clear tonight. Expect a low 65. Wednesday, sunny. High 85.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Do you have door dings, creases, hail damage, or large dents? Appearance First Automotive Certified Repair Specialists can repair them all, and they come to you. Text a photo of the damage to 478-0321 for a free quote. Most dent repairs typically cost less than your insurance deductible and can be done in a few hours. Before you file an insurance claim, text a photo of the damage to Appearance First Automotive at 904-478-0321 or visit appearancefirstautomotive.com.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bath Planet of Jacksonville and Granite Transformation. If you'd like to talk business with Tony, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show, and I am Tony Davis, your host. In studio with John Vadas, and we are happy to be here. And right now, we are going to talk a little bit about the Small Business Spotlight segment. And I had the opportunity, John. This is a little place that I never even heard of, and the whole experience of trying to find this place. It was Friday night. You know, we were all trying to decompress after a hard day's work. Business owners have it so rough. So it's happy hour time, and we're going out with a couple other couples. We're going to this place called the Secret Tiki Temple.
Do tell.
The Secret Tiki Temple. Okay. So, and if you go to my Twitter feed at TD Means Biz, you'll see a couple pictures there. It's over off Bay Meadows. It's at 8617 Bay Meadows Road. Now that is the address to one Pagoda Chinese restaurant. It's called the Pagoda Restaurant, and it's a Chinese restaurant.
Right.
And so we're driving around. We got the address pumped into our GPS. We're trying to find the place. We're looking for signs that say Secret Tiki Temple. But if it's a secret Tiki Temple, you're not going to find the sign, right? So we pull up into the building that
Pagoda,
the address is, right. and you know, and there's nothing. There's nothing that indicates that there's a bar called the Secret Tiki. So we walk in, and we go to the front desk, and they say, hey, did you have a reservation? And we're like, yeah, hey, we're kind of looking for this Secret Tiki Temple place. And they said, oh, yes, okay. Well, the Chinese restaurant's over here to the right, but the Secret Tiki Temple is to the left. Follow me. And so we walk through these really nondiscreet doors. I mean, just you're just kind of, we're all like looking at each other, kind of like under our breath going, okay, what's plan B?
Mm-hmm.
And we go in, and this place is amazing. I mean, it you feel like you're going straight back from the 2020s back into the 70s. And you got to check out the pictures on my Twitter feed, at TD Means Biz. There, it's all in like red lighting. The atmosphere is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The drinks, of course, are amazing. The food is amazing. They have black velvet art.
Oh, yeah. That's
which,
what I'm talking
which
about.
Which I can't even remember the last time I saw a piece of black. But one of the king, Elvis.
Of course.
And a tiger.
Mm-hmm. You know? By all means.
Yeah. So, but it was just the coolest place. I mean, we had no idea what to expect. And we had no idea what we were getting into.
Mm.
And again, we're kind of going, all right, this is kind of weird. Really, we're not too far from the town center. We can probably shoot over there and, you know, if this thing doesn't pan out. But it was actually a great experience. Secret Tiki Tommy is one of the owners there. And he walked around. He gave us his card, made sure that we were having a good time. There's a great story behind it. I told him, I said, you know what? I've got a radio show. I am going to talk.
You'll get a shout out.
I'm gonna pimp your business like none other because this has been pretty cool. And I highly recommend it. Check out those pictures. Great little place we were talking about. You know, like you always kind of want a good place, good starting point when you're going to a concert, something like that.
If we ever have them again.
Yeah, concert. What's a concert? When you have a Zoom concert, you can stop by the Secret Tiki. Highly recommend it. Ask for Secret Tiki Tommy and tell him that you were recommended.
To
the Secret Tiki Temple.
We got to go. AJ, we got to go.
By Secret Tony D.
When do they appear on TikTok?
I don't know if it's on TikTok. What's TikTok? I don't even know what it is. I know what a TikTok
is. Something like this.
Yeah,
that video thing. It goes with Tiki Tommy, it rolls together. Yeah.
Oh, Secret Tiki TikTok Tommy. I got you. I see what you did there, AJ. That was good. That was good stuff right there.
He's been here all day, and he's still on it.
But check them out. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. Their website is secrettikitemple.com. They don't advertise, and I have a feeling, but before long, this place is going to blow up, not because I'm talking about it on my little radio show, but because I think once people just kind of realize that, hey, this place is pretty cool,
it's out of the norm. That's the good thing. It's nice to go somewhere, and I mean, obviously, you want to know that the food's good, but, you know, when it's so predictable, I mean, where's the fun in that? So, it's neat. So I'm going to have to see. I'm going to see if Tiki Tommy's got a Facebook page. We're going to have to look at old Tiki Tom, see what he's got going on there on his social media. AJ, get him out on that.
Sounds like he's got it going.
Secret Tiki Tim here. Okay.
So fortunately, though, segueing into our topic that we're going to continue on discussing, the Secret Tiki Temple wasn't like Lynch's, and there was no China virus outbreak while we were there that we know of. I mean,
right. There's still time.
So, and so that kind of seems where we're going now, you know, that they're talking about all these spikes and, you know, all of these states, you know, here comes the media.
Slobbering it up.
All these states that opened up early, all these states that, you know, that laughed in the face of danger. You know, Ron DeSantis, Mayor Curry, you know, now they're seeing a spike. But you know what? We're not seeing a spike. We're seeing a spike in new cases, but that's because we're doing testing more.
Right.
But even as Mayor Curry said today, the number of deaths, hospitalizations, and fire transportation issues due to COVID, they're down. They're down. There's nothing.
Yeah, there's a pretty big decline, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So, again, we're going through all of this fear-mongering again. We're all of this making everybody scared, making everybody uneasy. And I, you know, and you read, you see the news, and you read the internet.
Well, the media is pretty responsible for a lot of that.
Oh, the media is absolutely responsible.
Fear action, and it's ratings for them.
It's ratings, it's clickbait, but it's also more reasons to
it's
take
propaganda.
A shot. To take a shot at the administration, more reasons to hopefully.
And that's why they're doing it.
That's exactly why they're doing
because
it.
Because they want to set it up right for the election.
They absolutely do.
In the Democratic framework.
But there again, silent majority, I think it's going to be an ultimate landslide. They can say what they want to, but, you know, especially the independents, they're going to say, what do I got here? So, you know, that's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But, you know, getting back to the RNC thing, that is just huge, huge, huge. I mean, I wonder what the leadership or some of the business owners in North Carolina are saying right now to the leadership over there, because look at all the money they lost.
Well, they're not happy about it. I know that. I mean, I've read some articles about a lot of the business owners are a little bit disappointed, to put it mildly. And just kind of going back, too, to the Trump rallies, the Trump flotillas that went on Sunday. John, did you know Sunday, aside from being Trump's birthday, it was also the single biggest fundraising day for the Republican Party? On Sunday, they had $14 million in donations.
On a Sunday.
And that's a record.
Especially on a Sunday. Usually that weekend stuff doesn't happen like that. It's kind of a during the week thing. You'll see those numbers.
So if you don't think that the Trump support is out there, you know, it is. It is. And it's going to be pretty apparent come November, because our freedoms are being taken away. You have, in a lot of cases, towns being taken away. Seattle.
Man, the car's going down the mountain road with no steering wheel. It's insanity. I mean, it's, you know, the whole defund the police thing, all that stuff is just crazy.
And let's talk. What?
For it to even come up, they should be recalled immediately and thrown out of office.
Are you kidding me? Defund the police? What are we going to do? We're going to what? Wrestle a criminal to the ground and send a social worker in to talk him down or talk him out of his issue? Are you kidding me?
When 9/11 happened, the first thing they told us was these were just a few bad Muslims. Don't hate all the Muslims. Don't hate all the Muslims. But yet, when the police, we have a few bad eggs. It's hate all the police. Hate all the police. I mean, it's just, I think the biggest thing that really bothers me, Tony, is the press and even, you know, Nancy and her gang up there. It's almost like they insult the people's intelligence. I mean, it is really insanity, some of the things and some of the stunts that they pull. And I'm sorry, even if you're a junior high school kid sort of paying attention to politics, you should be able to see through that like a clean window. So it's just, it's insanity. Nobody would have ever guessed that this country would be in this state right now. I mean,
it's
remember,
crazy.
We had an economy that was just kicking butt and taking names.
That's a problem.
Yeah, the big machine was moving, and that's why.
That's a problem.
So
in
we
an
can't
election
get you
year.
On Russian collusion. You know, we can't get you on this, can't get you on that. So,
and Biden's
you know.
Not going to beat Trump on the merits of policy or the merits of charisma or the merits of anything. Oh, and by the way,
you can't remember what town he's in.
By the way, Biden has more racist sound bites out there, and I don't like to use that word, but more questionable sound bite. And why? I mean, good grief, you can't really say hardly anything anymore without being called a racist in some form. But Biden, of all, you know, and we're going to just, and they're going to roll him out and roll him out, and who knows, we may get to that point by the time November comes around. He may be in a wheelchair. This guy's, it just feels like he's going downhill. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the defund the police thing, it was so
yeah, we gotta
important.
Talk some more about that.
It's so important to see that Paw Patrol was taken off the air, though, because that was really inciting a lot of
it sure was. And once again, Elmer lost his stuff. Elmer lost his gun.
And that's so funny. We're talking about Elmer not being able to have a gun on cartoons anymore. I'd love to hear from people out there that were anti-gun and now are pro-gun, because gun sales are through the roof. And I promise you, there's a lot of you, tens of thousands of people across the nation that were anti-gun that are now pro-gun given the state of where we're going, defunding the police and all this nonsense.
And seeing businesses being burnt to the ground by lunatics, you know.
You can't open your business, but you can burn it down. You can burn
down. That's it.
So you're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. Give us a call, 831-0600. We'd love for you to chime in. And we'll be right back after this.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout-free.
Grout-free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
There is injustice in our country.
There's injustice. It's not new.
It's not new.
We've heard about it before.
Some have just found it easier to set it aside than to deal with it.
Now is the time to deal with it.
Every person is created by God,
loved by God, and precious to God.
Every person deserves to be treated humanely and fairly.
I pledge to stand for those who are being treated unjustly.
I pledge to vote for those who stand for justice and respect for all people.
I pledge to treat all others as I wish to be treated.
We are a diverse group of people.
We don't all look the same, sound the same, or think the same.
We're all part of Jacksonville.radio, a diverse group of radio stations reaching a diverse group of listeners.
But we are one.
But we are one.
But we are one.
We are united.
We are unified. And we are strong.
And we are strong.
And we are strong.
And we are strong.
What the? Granite Transformations can design the kitchen of your dreams that installs right over your existing countertops. No mess, just the thrill of a beautiful new kitchen, all backed by a lifetime warranty. Get the beautiful look of granite or quartz. Call today for a free consultation, 904-213-7878, or visit GraniteTransformations.com. Done in a day, beautiful for life.
Let's get back to the Tony D Means Business Show on AM 600 WBOB. Our call-in number is 904-831-0600. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bath Planet of Jacksonville. Out of this world service, down to earth price. Visit BathPlanetJax.com today. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Welcome back. This is the Tony D Means Business Show. I am Tony Davis, your host, in studio with John Vadas. Give us a call, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Check us out on Twitter, at TD Means Biz. And then you can also find us on Facebook. Just search the Tony D Means Business Show. So, yeah, earlier we were talking about kitchens and demolition-free and all kinds of beautifulness that Granite Transformations can do for your kitchen. Now we're going to talk a little bit about our second sponsor, Bath Planet of Jacksonville. And most of you out there can relate to this, and hopefully most of you out there can relate to this because it's in one of your bathrooms, and that's grout that has got mold and mildew, or there's water behind the grout, behind the tile. You have tiles falling off of your walls. You have a tub that looks terrible. You have maybe a tub that is there that is impeding your bathing experience. Maybe you're a senior. Maybe you're getting older. The hips aren't working real well. The knee's out. And it really is a task and a chore to bathe because of that tub. Well, that's where Bath Planet can come in. Bath Planet specializes in the wet areas of the bathroom, the most problematic areas of the home. And that's because there's water, there's mold, there's mildew, there's plumbing, there's leaks, there's all kinds of things that can go wrong. And what we do is we take that tub surround area, and if you have a tub, we can do a tub to shower conversion, or we can do a tub to tub conversion. But what we do is install our acrylic wall systems. They're beautiful in color, they're beautiful in styles, and the great thing about it is it's grout free. So you don't ever again have to worry about dealing with grout, recaulking, water damage, because we introduce a grout free, watertight, waterproof system into the wet area that looks amazing, that can be customized with accessories to meet your needs, and also can give you all kinds of conveniences down the road. So, and we can do different shower doors, different things like that. So, and also at Bath Planet, we can give you free design consultations, and we come out and we walk you through an iPad presentation again and let you see different options and different scenarios of what your bathroom can look like. And give us a call at 904-301-0881, and we can book that free design consultation. But it is an amazing product, and we do outstanding work. If you have water damage, don't worry. We're not going to cover it up. There are some companies out there that just put the acrylic over whatever you have, and right. that's not going to solve any problems. So we will take it down to studs, rebuild the backer board area, and then put our acrylic over that so that you know there's nothing going wrong behind that's just back there and you can't see it.
Well, one of the things that also I think that we should mention too, Tony, is the fact that you guys can come in and seniorize a bathroom, if you will. There's my new word for the day, seniorize, mm-hmm. With your bars and so forth, because that is, that is a big issue. I mean, slip and fall is probably the major problem with seniors today, other than COVID-19. But
And so now that they're staying in the home more, they have to be in the bathroom more. So they definitely need to have us out to make sure that it's as convenient and as pristine as possible for them. Give us a call, 301-0881, or check us out at bathplanetjax.com. So we were talking a little bit about everything that's going on. We do have a caller. Dan has some comments and some points. Dan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling.
First time listener, in fact. So I just thought I'd break my voice on a couple of topics that you had mentioned earlier in the conversation. I'm an independent voter. I used to be a Democrat, switched to Republican, and then I found out both parties screwed up the country, so independent. But mm-hmm. I'm super excited that RNC is coming here in August. I had volunteered to assist with that operation when they get up and running, so I'm looking forward to that. As far as what's taking place in the world of sports, I'm totally writing off everything at this point in time. I don't agree with annealing whatsoever in any sport, and especially what is taking place in college football with what took place with Mike Gundy and mm-hmm. one of his running backs calling him out. If you don't have freedom of speech, you don't have freedom of anything.
True.
And to me, I mean, if you can't stand up for your reasons to support a particular political function, well, then you have no basis to stand on. I mean, that's what this country gives you, is the freedom to choose, to free to talk and everything else. I mean, it's a disgrace what's taking place in the northwest of this country. I just wish young people today would understand the history of this country and what it took to get to this place.
Well,
and I'll take my comments off.
Yeah, no, Dan, thanks so much for the phone call. You and your last parting comment is probably one of the most important things, is young people don't understand the history of this country. And history is what's being erased now. And I think what we're getting into is a slippery slope, because when you start doing away with the history of the Confederacy and of course, what that's part of the development of this country. You know, are we going to do away with one world trade, down in New York City because it for some reason has something to do with terrorism? It's part of how we learn. It's a part of what it's the fabric of our society, is our history. And, I'm a political science major. I took a lot of history classes. History is how you understand the development and the ideologies that this country was founded upon. And it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. The Constitution doesn't have a time stamp on it because it deals with human rights probably more than anything else. And, this is something that, you were talking about this. It's unfortunate that our kids are not even being taught true history. Because if you look back, if you look at the war, for instance, the Civil War, slavery was only a small part of that. It was all about taxation and so forth. Without representation, the Southern farmers were unhappy with about the way they were being taxed and so forth. And so, that's the whole thing. It's like if you don't jump on the bandwagon, then you're a hater. I'll try to stay away from the racist word because I'm not sure what racist means anymore, because Merriam-Webster just changed the definition of that, from what I understand. So I'm gonna have to go back and look at the revised version of that.
Well, and again, I said it's a slippery slope. I mean, you're talking about, the monuments. And then, what what's going to happen to Stone Mountain, Georgia? I mean, I know there's been talk for years about getting rid of that, but as a kid, my aunt and uncle lived in Stone Mountain. I would go up there, and that was a pretty amazing thing to me.
It's amazing. You know?
It wasn't about, I mean, just to see the monument, just to see the structure itself was breathtaking.
It's impressive, and it was part of our history.
Exactly.
And what's the deal now? In the future, are our grandkids and their grandkids not even going to know what the Civil War was or ever happened? Is that what's supposed to happen? Is that what's supposed to happen?
If it's not good history, we're not America. Yeah.
And so exactly. So they're going to rip those pages out of the history book. And oh, here's what's funny. I heard this today. Okay. I heard this today. Louisiana, to replace the Confederate statues in Louisiana. I don't know if this is a joke or not, but they were talking about putting Britney Spears statues to replace them because she apparently has done so much in that community.
And I think Tennessee is thinking about Dolly Parton. No joke. I saw that this morning on one of the networks.
Right. Yeah, you know, put something up in the mountains.
I was talking, see what you did there. And you're talking about a slippery slope. So when do we start asking to remove somebody else? I heard today too. They're going to Abe Lincoln. Whoa, how are they calling Abe Lincoln out? I mean
he was for.
He was the major proponent of fighting for slavery.
And Dennis Prager, right on our station every day, is this is the best place in the world to be. Whether you're black, whether you're Caucasian, whether you're Asian. Whether you're a Hispanic, I mean, this is why do people still want to come to the United States? Why are they jealous of the United States? Why do people want to tear down the United States? Because they don't have it.
We've raised a bunch of spoiled twits, and didn't give them the backhanded tune-up when they were young, and here's what we got.
There's a brat factor going on.
There's a huge brat factor going on right now, and they're taking over Seattle, and they want to take over other countries. But can you imagine, I've been to Rome, and one of the most amazing cities in all of the world is Rome. I mean, the history. And what did the Colosseum stand for?
Sure, Romans and Christians and death.
Exactly. Right? Can you imagine?
It wasn't too good.
It was not good. But it's a part of the fabric of Roman culture and the development of Rome and how it has become one of the most amazing cities in the world. Can you imagine if they had and they were talking about destroying the Roman Forum or their Roman Colosseum or doing away with the history of ancient Rome? I mean, to me,
the Colosseum is not a very active building, takes up a lot of real estate, but it's history and it's right there. And millions of people every year go to see it because they know that this all means something because of where we are today. We wouldn't be here where we are today without what's happened, good and bad.
History is a teacher, and to take away history, you're taking away, potential lessons. How do you go back and say, no, let's not try this, because in 1890 they tried it. Oh, wait a second, we wiped that out of the history books. I'm not sure what happened in 1890, strike that.
But that doesn't matter, because we're living in the days of cancel culture. So if you don't agree with me, and you don't align with me, and
you're
I don't like you, and I don't like what I see, and...
Well, I think that's a part and parcel of the left, don't you?
Oh,
you don't
absolutely.
Agree with me, but we don't want to hear about it. You must be crazy.
No, and that's why they can't stand Trump, because Trump doesn't play any of those games.
That's right, because he throws it right back.
And, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun ride here from now till November. I can't wait to see what comes up next. You're listening to the Tony D Means Business Show, and that music playing means that we are at the end of our time together, ladies and gentlemen.
Time to play about 30 seconds, but
I appreciate you guys. I wasn't wrapping up. I was just kind of saying goodbye. I'm a very sentimental guy. I appreciate all you guys listening. Thanks to our caller, our first caller. It only took us into episode 3 to get our first caller, Dan.
Dan the man.
We don't have anything to give you. I'm just going to give you a big high
gold
five.
Gold star.
But check us out on Twitter, at TD Means Biz. You can check us out on Facebook, like us on Facebook. And until next week, the same bat time, same bad place, I'm Tony Day.